Welcome to A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg with Christy Nickel and Christine Ahrens. On today's A Winnipeg Slice...
I'm Christine Ahrens, talking today with Catherine Cherowick from the Canada Games. And if you're in the downtown area, she might have something you're interested in.
So if you're in the downtown area, you should come down to Manitoba Hydro Place. We're closing down the street on Edmonton. At around 12 o'clock, we will be giving everyone a free lunch.
That's awesome. So why are you deciding to give away this free lunch?
Well, it's part of our celebration. It's our last stop with the Manitoba Hydro Torch Relay. We've been to 11 communities in the province, and now we're ending in with a big celebration in Winnipeg.
Besides free lunch, is there anything else that's happening?
So we're giving away free Tomahawk chips and Pepsi products, and Toledo Meats has kindly donated hot dogs. And so WASAC will be providing some activities, and so will Manitoba Hydro, and we'll have Virgin 103 radio on site to provide some entertainment as well.
All right, so what time does this all start up?
So the torch relay starts at 9:30 at Memorial Park, and the barbecue will start around noon.
And so even if you're not hungry, you can come cheer on your torchbearers. Everyone's getting excited about the game, so be sure to come down. That's on Edmonton. So if you're wondering why the street's closed, come get a hot dog.
Thank you. And if you want to come cheer on the cheerleaders around the route, we have our route on our website, and it's just in the downtown area. We've passed by all of the iconic Winnipeg sites.
The Canada Games will welcome over 4,000 athletes and coaches and have more than 20,000 visitors. It's the first time since 1997 that the Games have been in Manitoba.
This has been A Winnipeg Slice with Christine Ahrens and Christy Nickel on 93.7 CJNU. A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg.